You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Next up today, it is a great privilege to welcome our next guest here to Normal's podcast. Joining us today is All-American football player and member of the Super Bowl championship Dallas Cowboys. Now he's a Normal Advisory Board member. It's Mark Stepnoski. He'll be emceeing the Austin Freedom Fest next week with Willie Nelson, Asleep at the Wheel, Carolyn Wonderland, and others. Mark, welcome here to the Audio Stash today.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be with you.
Mark, it's great to speak with you here today. The Austin Freedom Fest takes place exactly 1 week from today. It's going to be a huge event. You served as president of Texas Normal, and now you're on Normal's advisory board for the National Foundation. Mark, tell us how you originally got involved with Normal.
Well, I became a member of Normal in 1998. I started to support the organization financially at that point. Then I was asked by them to increase my role once I retired from the NFL, and I chose to do so. The gentleman who was the president of the Texas branch of Normal prior to me was a guy named Rick Day. And Rick was getting ready to move away from Texas, and he needed somebody to take his place at the time, which was roughly 2002. So, he asked me to do it since he was leaving, and I agreed to. So that's how I wound up being involved in that respect back about 5 years ago.
And, Mark, what was it like taking over the reins there at Texas Normal?
It was quite a learning experience. One of the reasons I got involved is because politics interests me, not necessarily running for office, but for just trying to be educated and engaged in that area. That's one of the luxuries we are given as citizens of the United States. We are given a chance to participate in the democratic process. So, it's not very often that you get a chance to say your piece or have your message heard. And I felt like I was in a unique position to do that. So it was just something I just tried to take advantage of in order to bring attention to a topic that maybe not many people spend a lot of time thinking about, but a topic which is vitally important to the future of the country nonetheless.
Texas is a politically conservative state, but there are a lot of marijuana smokers down there as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the case nationwide. And Texas does have a reputation for being a conservative state, and rightfully so. But it is exciting that to note that even there, they have recently made some significant changes in their laws regarding cannabis. The entire purpose behind my activity, at least in the state of Texas 4 years ago, was to try and change the law there for punishment for possession of marijuana. Because as most of the listeners know, Texas has one of the highest incarceration rates in America, if not the highest. And there are a lot of prisons there. And at the same time, the country or the state faces a lot of debt. And our whole message, when the Texas legislature was in session, they only meet every other year. So in 2003, we had a full-time lobbyist in Austin who was going around and visiting representatives and their assistants, trying to get a bill introduced in the state Congress that would lower penalties for possession of marijuana, that would give an alternative to incarceration. Because other states, like California, had done that previously. They had something called Proposition 36, which passed, I think, 5 or 6 years ago, and they've experienced great success with that. In addition to other states that decriminalized marijuana, the possession of marijuana, there have been about 11 states that have done that starting in the 1970s. And all those states experienced success with the policy. None of them have changed that policy back. So that's what we were trying to get done in Texas because of the scope of the prison population. And while we did not succeed in 2003, and while another bill similar to ours came up and was defeated in 2005, this year in 2007, a bill that was almost identical to ours passed. And it was introduced by a Republican named Jerry Madden, And it was signed into law by Governor Rick Perry, who's also a Republican. So I believe starting in September, once this law is signed, people will no longer be immediately arrested and possibly incarcerated for marijuana possession in Texas. So that's a big step forward. And I think that everybody who lives in the state or everybody who's involved in marijuana law reform should be very pleased to hear that.
It is a big step for Texas, which not only has a lot of influence in the Southwest region, but also nationally. So, Mark, having worked on the political efforts there firsthand, it seems like the legislators in Texas, even though they may be considered conservative, there is an understanding that marijuana is not harmful on the level of other substances, and it's just a waste to be locking up people for possession and the like.
Yes, that was the attitude. And the gentleman who by far did the majority of the legwork in this area was my coworker. His name was Howard Wooldridge. And by the way, Howard is also actively involved in a very effective organization called LEAP, which is Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. So that's another drug law reform organization that's getting a lot of good work done currently. But, you know, during Howard's time in Austin as a lobbyist 4 years ago, when he met with politicians or their aides, overwhelmingly, the attitude was, look, we agree with you. We also think that the amount of money and time spent towards prosecuting people for marijuana possession is too much. And that money could be used in better ways elsewhere. But getting those aides or those politicians to actually speak out on that issue or vote in favor of a change was difficult because obviously politicians do not want to be painted as soft on crime. And that's really the one thing I think that gives politicians cold feet in this area, is that they're afraid to somehow convey the message to their constituents that they are soft on crime. But I think that people are knowledgeable enough to make exceptions when it comes to the whole, you know, crime is a big subject and encompasses a lot of areas. And, you know, what it boils down to is, you know, the state decides what a crime even is or isn't, depending on what their laws are. So I think that a lot of people, you know, in Texas came to the conclusion that, like I said before, people in other states have come to years ago, and other countries, too, for that matter, that placing an increasing amount of funds and police time towards marijuana prohibition is extremely counterproductive. And back in 2003, when we were pushing for a change in this law, I think the state of Texas was $9 billion in debt. I really don't know what it is now. I read different figures, but it's anywhere from $6 to $7 billion. So I understand that, you know, regardless of some of these politicians being afraid of being portrayed as soft on crime, it has reached the point where, you know, the necessity of balancing the state's books takes precedence over looking soft on crime. And I think they realize, again, by seeing the success that other states have had by following this method, that they felt comfortable in doing it too. Because like most other states in America, prisons in Texas are overcrowded, packed to the gills, and they're building more all the time. But I think people are really discovering that it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to have those beds and those cells in those prisons filled up with nonviolent drug offenders. And so fortunately, you know, this year finally, thanks to Jerry Madden's bill and to Rick Perry signing it, you know, they've seen their way past those limitations in Texas and have decided to approach things from a different angle.
Right, Mark. And the Freedom Fest next week takes place at the Backyard venue there in Austin. And Austin, as a city, really is a unique place with a unique atmosphere in Texas.
I spent a decent amount of time there over the years. Because the state capitol is there and because the University of Texas is there, you know, you have a lot of politicians and a lot of students and faculty there. So it's geographically it's beautiful. It's one of the nicest areas in Texas. There's lots of hills and trees and water. Very nice area. And it's going to be a nice place to have this show. The event is being held at a venue called The Backyard, which I've been to once. It's a beautiful outdoor venue for concerts. It should make for a really nice evening next Friday. We have about five or six acts that are going to perform, so it's a full evening of music. You'll be going straight through from 7 o'clock to 10:30, so people will have a chance to see a lot of performers. And if anybody would like information on the event itself, they can go to the website austinfreedomfest.com. And if they just check that out, they can purchase tickets there if they want, get information on the concert itself, or if they can't attend but they simply want information on how to donate, they can also find that out on that website, austinfreedomfest.com.
And this really is a musical Texas all-star group performing that night. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun being on stage there with Willie, Ray Benson, Sleep at the Wheel, Paula Nelson, and all the others.
It should be. You know, the former executive director of Normal is Keith Strop. He has a long-standing friendship with Willie, which kind of precipitated Willie agreeing to perform at this event. The event itself is meant to act as a benefit for three organizations. In addition to Normal, it's for the Marijuana Policy Project and for an organization called WAM, which is the Women's Alliance for Medical Marijuana, which is located in California. And Rob Campia from Marijuana Policy Project will be there. Alan St. Pierre, who is the current executive director of Normal, will be there. And then Valerie Corral, who runs the Women's Alliance for Medical Marijuana in California, will also be there. So in addition to seeing and hearing a lot of good acts and hearing a lot of music, you know, people in the crowd who are interested just in any of these reform organizations can hear the leaders of these organizations give brief remarks before and during the show. So hopefully it'll be very entertaining and very informative for anyone who decides to attend.
Right on, Mark. I really appreciate you taking time to speak with us here today, and I look forward to seeing you down there on stage at this huge show next Friday.
Same here, Chris. Nice talking with you today.
Mark Stepnoski played for the Dallas Cowboys on two Super Bowl championship teams in the 1990s. He served as president of Texas Normal, and he's now on Normal's advisory board. He'll be emceeing the Austin Freedom Fest next Friday, August 10th. Tickets to that event with Willie Nelson and others are on sale right now at austinfreedomfest.com. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. Make sure to get your tickets today.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.